This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
All right, time to pick the blog of the week. We just read through lots of blogs on Friday mornings, trying to find a blog of the week, one that really strikes our fancy. For us to be reading your blog, you have to have the Issues Etc. widget. You find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support at the bottom of the page. You'll find it. When you put it at your blog, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll consider your blog for blog of the week.
Mine's Balaam's Ass. It's a blog post titled, Liking Christ But Not Christianity. That's the title, and he comes off of that saying, that's Anne Rice's position, along with a lot of other prominent people who are or were Christians. I've never read any of her vampire novels, but I enjoyed very much her two novels on the early life of Christ. She manages to walk the very thin line of Jesus' humanity and divinity, almost never confusing them and almost never dividing them. I say almost because I can't think of any specific parts, but there may be some. But after a few years, Anne Rice apparently is done with Roman Catholicism, and various groups and people are making the case for why she should join them. This is the thing. If we could be Christians based on our own preferences and never have to deal with other people who call themselves Christians, though they embarrass or confuse us, we'd each have our own church of one. Unfortunately at times, and fortunately at others, the body of Christ in this world is made up of selfish, idiot sinners who do and say stupid, sinful things. I don't agree with Anne Rice's conception of what following Christ means. I also think she would fit in right with the United Church of Christ, but I'm happy to call her a sister in Christ if she believes he died for sinners such as her and sinners such as me. All Christian means is sinner covered with the righteousness of Christ. Good fruit, including certain behavior, follows from that, but if the former is not there, it's completely irrelevant what nice things you say, the better for fans of vampire novels to agree, or what nice things you do, the better for the secular press to approve, or how tolerant you are of whatever the evil fundamentalists oppose. Christ's body is the church, no matter how whorish she appears. That's why we believe one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, and not we see her. Believing is for this creation, seeing is for the next, when Christ makes all things new. And that's why the case for why Anne Rice should be a Lutheran. My pick for blog of the week, Balaam's Ass.
And my pick comes from a blog called Fine Tuning. You'll find it at Liturgy Solutions. And it's called Shaping Modern Lutheran Worship, Sans Praise Band. It's actually the first part of a two-part blog. I haven't read the second part yet. But the simple points that are made, Lutheran hymnody is exciting. The author of the blog says that this is really a theological matter. If a pastor is convinced that Lutheran hymnal heritage has something unique to offer Christians in the way of gospel proclamations and catechesis, they will want to drink deeply from it. They will want to use it and find ways of making that happen without capitulating to the desires of naysayers who think other less theologically astute songs are more exciting. Another point that the blog post makes is that singing begets singing. Performance begets audiences. Singing begets singing. There's more there. I'll let you read it for yourself. Shaping Modern Lutheran Worship, Sans Praise Band, Fine Tuning. We have a link to Jeff's pick and my pick at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. We'll spend the better part of that hour with Pastor Heath Curtis, remembering both Monica and her famous son, Augustine, his theology and his work, his impact on the Reformation. Then, stay tuned, get ready to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in about 40 minutes. I'm Todd Wilkin, hour two in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.